free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in for David Knight today and all through this week. Quite a show I have planned out for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Some amazing information coming out of Revolver, the news site, breaking news about the ongoing and potentially existential threat of the color revolution here in the United States. Infowars.com has the report. Report, leftist groups form alliance to prepare for mass public unrest after election. And of course, we know this. We've been warning you about this for quite a while now. We were the first to do so, and now people seem to be catching on somewhat that all of the groundwork is being laid for a literal violent revolution and coup to take place shortly after November 3rd. And of course, everything else is in place to make sure that that revolution not only is successful, but that, they have all of these different operations in place to shut down speech, to bring out the vaccines, to shut down banking accounts, to, in a word, fulfill the mark of the beast. And this is all coming down on November 3rd. And if you just look at what the leftists themselves are saying, it becomes abundantly clear. So in the first hour, we will be talking about the color revolutions, how those take place, who is exactly involved, where they got their training, how this has occurred in other countries, and how it looks to be occurring in our country. Very incredible stuff. But of course, the good news is that if you know what the plan is, you can work to prevent it. The scary thing is that, you know, I'm tempted to play the, and maybe we should try to grab that clip of, Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan program when he's talking about how evil loves to organize, evil loves to congregate together and work their nefarious ways in attempts to overpower and gain control over the good, and that good people don't want control over other people. We don't have a desire to organize with each other in order to put our nefarious ideas forward, because we don't have any. We don't have the desire to do anything like that. And so that's sort of the scary thing, is that you have all of these organizations really coming together, organizing, working behind the scenes, funded by hundreds of millions of dollars just from the corporatocracy, of course, having their coffers filled by evil dirtbags like George Soros. So they're just, you know, billions of dollars are being spent to very meticulously organize all of these different groups together. And all of us on the other side are just like, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote for Trump, and then that'll be it. And it's like everybody else is like laying the weapons down, building the shields, organizing, planning where to attack. And it's like, we don't even care. There it is. Oh my God. From the Daily Beast, the left secretly preps for MAGA violence after Election Day. See, they have to frame everything dishonestly. They are the ones who are going to commit violence. They are the ones planning for violence. They are the one in secret making preparations for the violence. The MAGA people, us Trump people, we just want to get on with our lives. We just want to vote for our president, and we want to continue dominating in the cultural sphere. That's all we want, but they're organizing, they're grouping together like the orcs in Mordor, like the just evil hordes of disgusting savages being rallied together by the evil wizard on the tower. I mean, this is happening under our noses, and we're here like the Ents, just walking around in the forest. Why should I get involved? Nobody's on my side. I'm on nobody's side. Well, one day we're going to wake up. The forest is going to be burned. We're going to realize it's time to go to war. And from there on out, it is a very short contest. So it might get dangerous. It might get bloody. It might get violent. But you know, for the meantime, us on the good side, we're just like trying to do our best, just trying to do good. But we'll break down how they're organizing, who's doing it, and in that way, we can know how to fight back.
As of 54 days out, The globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 9th of September. The year is 2020. And folks, it is day 177. Day 177 of America Held Hostage. Day 177 of 15 days to slow the spread. Day 177 of being locked down, locked in, kicked from our jobs, and drained of all of our resources. 6 months, ladies and gentlemen, under total lockdown, and it doesn't seem to be coming to an end anytime soon. And things are just getting crazier. Here's a story from InfoWars.com. You know, what we call this America held hostage. It's the world held hostage. This entire world is being held hostage by a very small group of people with inordinate power and unaccountable activities going on constantly. Here's a story from InfoWars.com. Quebec City says it will isolate, quote, uncooperative citizens in secret corona facility. Health officials also visiting homes to take away people who violate quarantine. Absolutely absurd. You know, all those jokes people always made about the FEMA camps. Oh, what are you scared about, FEMA camps? Well, just call them Corona camps, and then everybody will be on board, I guess. During a press conference, Dr. Jacques Girard, who heads the Quebec City Public Health Authority, drew attention to a case where patrons at a bar were ordered to wait until COVID-19 tests came back, but disregarded that command and left the premises before the results came back positive. This led to them being deemed uncooperative and forcibly interned in a quarantine facility. Thank God, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 1776, our forefathers broke away from this spider web known as the Commonwealth. I covered Australia extensively yesterday. Now we've moved on to Canada. It seems like there's something about the genetic makeup of these Commonwealth nations that just make them eager, desperate, and completely willing to roll over for any sort of authority attempting to deprive them of any sort of human rights they may have. In fact, I want to go to this video here. This is found on Faith Goldie's Twitter account, and it is the Ontario Premier telling people exactly what they can expect now that their government has been given a tyranny-free pass. Right. That's what coronavirus is. Coronavirus is like a little badge that says you can't question my orders. And people are apparently going along with this. So here he is, the premier of Ontario, Canada.
Charged or not, we have to come down hard on people that aren't quarantining coming into our country. It's a privilege to come into Canada. It's a privilege to be here in Ontario. And if you aren't quarantining, if you aren't sitting on your couch, we're coming after you. It's very simple, because it is concerning that we see the numbers going up. But keep...
To quote him, if you're not sitting on your couch, we're coming after you. Yeah, that's where we are now. It's amazingly ironic that he says it's a privilege to be in Canada. You know, we have these special measures for people coming into our country. Meanwhile, Canada just being flooded by the millions with immigrants that they invite over, the demographic makeup of Canada looks an awful lot like genocide, if you ask me. So it's really amazing that they are just literally flooding their own country with foreigners in an attempt to deracinate the entire country there. But they're very mad that people are coming in and not staying at home. It's absolutely incredible. The health official outlined how the state is also tracking people down for violating their home quarantine and forcibly removing them to a secret facility. Quote, because we have had people isolated at home, and then we saw the person was not at home, so we went to their home, we told them, we are isolating you where we want you to be. Amazing. Six other Quebec City bars known to have been frequented by Kerouac regulars are now being examined by public health officials. It should be noted that this is not being, that it is not being claimed that anyone is actually sick from the coronavirus, but the state has the power to force a citizen into isolation anyway. This article is by Paul Joseph Watson. He goes on to say, as we previously highlighted, the government of New Zealand announced similar measures, saying that they will put all new coronavirus infectees and their close family members in quarantined facilities. Absolutely incredible. So thank God, you know, our forefathers broke away from this commonwealth and have some semblance of the rebellious spirit left in America that makes this type of thing at least a little bit more difficult to do. They'll still do it. They just have to slow boil it. They can't just come out and say it. And of course, they don't have the strictures like, you know, the First Amendment or the Second Amendment to keep their people free. So if you want to protest against this, you'll be arrested. If you want to talk about this on Facebook, you may be arrested. If you want to argue against this, well, you're out of luck because they will shut you down by any means necessary. Really disturbing stuff there coming out of Canada. It's a worldwide lockdown. It's a worldwide attack being made on everybody and their mothers. I mean, it really is completely absurd. And it's all coming to a head this November. Really going to break down some very interesting stuff about this color revolution stuff. As I said, we've got the articles up on Infowars.com. Leftist groups form alliance to prepare for mass public unrest after election. Far left group predicts InfoWars will dox Joe Biden electors, expose Soros and child sex trafficking links. This is when a leftist coalition accused conservatives of preparing to wage election violence while simultaneously calling for violent resistance in case Trump wins. And this is the insane thing. And I feel like I overused the word insane. But it truly is like mental incapacity that allows this to take place. It's like when you can watch day after day after day of leftists rioting in the streets, burning buildings down, looting, attacking people, and then come out with a straight face and say it's Trump supporters doing this and say it's right-wing provocateurs that are looting and causing riots. When you can have NPR and CNN and Time Magazine and all these places write long exclusive articles excoriating the so-called Boogaloo Boys, saying they're the ones who want to commit violence. I mean, literally, they'll be talking about a riot where people were injured. Some people were killed. Entire city blocks were burned down. And they'll say, like verbatim, they'll say, the worry is that the Boogaloo Boys will use this as an excuse to start violence. And it's like, okay, you're watching people commit violence. You're watching people riot. But what you're concerned about is that some other guys might use that as an excuse to promote more violence. I mean, this is the insanity. Or when you watch video after video, day after day after day, and I have a couple examples just from yesterday of white people just being devastatingly sucker punched, destroyed, shot in the street in cold blood by black people. And then every single news station on the air comes out and says, you know, it's the white violence we really need to pay attention to. It's these white people, these darn white people that are committing all of this violence. In fact, it's the white society that forces black people to commit violence. It's not their fault. They're poor, innocent children and they didn't do nothing. This is insanity. What other word is there other than insanity. It's insanity on the left, and it's insanity on the right to accept this. It's insanity on the right to go, well, but I'm not racist. I mean, and this is what you'll see. You'll see it in the video that we'll show later today, where a white guy, older white guy, is just completely decked. The black guy waits. He waits until the white guy turns away, and he decks him, knocks him to the ground. The guy's probably 30 years older than the black guy is. And you'll see in the video, we have the moments leading up to this, and the whole time the white guy's going, I've hired tons of black people. I love black people. I love black people. I hired tons of black people. I love black, like, you're gonna get punched anyway. Just stop pandering to it. It's racism. If you are not a racist, stop, like, trying to prove that. I'm not a racist, but I'll still talk about this crap because this is what's actually happening, and, you know, I'm not insane. Craziness. We'll be back.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned. The clock is ticking on the once free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine. And they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later. But I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In the town of Old Kenosha, marched some trouble rogues one day. Hell hammers high above their heads and looking for a fray. No one dared to ask their business, no one dared to make a din, save for one young man among them with an AR on a sling. AR on a sling. In this town there were some outlaws bound to teachings of the red. Many soy boys were among them, as were trannies overfed. They were vicious, prone to violence, burning gas stations and more. And the leader rode a skateboard, rolling swiftly on the floor. Swiftly on the floor.
It's so good. We'll let this play out. This is the gunfighter ballad, The Kenosha Kid.
He was there to stop the mob from burning businesses to ground. Didn't look like much, the tough guy, except for one important thing. And the thing, of course, in AR riding taught me honestly. Oddly honestly. Now the night was passing quickly as the mob moved wielding flame. And the youth called out to halt them as they spotted him as game. He was running down the pavement when a loud caused him to trip and tempted the soy leader with the skateboard on his hip. Skateboard on his hip. It was over in a moment as the folks had gathered round. The skater sought the rifle as the youth lay on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but forgot one major thing. And he fell down, shot dead by the kid with an AR on his sling. AR on his sling. AR, AR. He fell down, shot dead by the kid with an AR on his sling. AR on a swing.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. That's the gunfighter ballad, Kenosha Kid, about the hero named Kyle Rittenhouse, who even today wallows without bail in a jail there under political prosecution by the George Soros-appointed prosecutor there. And, of course, the person that was trying to kill Kyle Rittenhouse, who had a gun at the protest and was attempting to level it at Kyle's head when his arm was blown off, he's still free. He's still walking around. He's still giving speeches, his hands in a sling. The funniest thing is he's got his hands in his sling and he's raising his fist up to do the black power fist, but the sling is around his neck. So it really just looks like he's hanging himself by a noose. Ironic in a way, isn't it? Very interesting stuff. There's a couple of these songs. We're going to be playing a couple of ballads of Kyle Rittenhouse as we come in to each segment here today. And I was going to do this anyway. I found this song. People have done lots of versions of these songs, and I found some a week or so ago. And today I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to play these when we come into the segments. And then it turns out the news site Revolver had a whole list on their front page. I think it's changed now, but it's probably still on there. A whole list of these covers, of old classic songs, changed to be talking about the Kenosha Kid, Kyle Rittenhouse. And I gotta tell you folks, Revolver is fast becoming, a go-to for me. Basically, I open up, InfoWars, National File, Summit News, and Revolver. Those are sort of my, the first things I open, to get a handle on the news in the day. I haven't been to Drudge in months. For a little while, I literally forgot Drudge existed. I was sitting there like, I know there's somewhere else I used to go to get news. Where was it? Where did I used to go to get all that news? Like, oh yeah, Drudge. I forgot about Drudge. But he's sort of off his marbles now, off his rocker. I think Drudge sold the site and now it's just not reliable anymore. So I don't go there anymore. I go to InfoWars and I go to Revolver. Let me go through some of these headlines. When we get back, for the second half of this hour, I will be talking about the color revolutions, and I'll be breaking that down in particular. And in fact, when we come back into the next segment, I'm going to be playing a 7-minute compilation of all of the most powerful Democrats in America, basically admitting that they're going to steal the election. It's an amazing compilation of videos that can be found on InfoWars and Banned.video, and I will be playing that Banned.video, and I will be playing that when we get back on the other side. But first, let me go through some of these headlines of what's going on today. Let's dive, shall we, into the pool of absurdity. Here in 2020, we are firmly in the deep end of that pool. Infowars.com, the headline: Academy lists new, quote, diversity requirements to win Oscar for Best Picture. A press release for the Academy explained that starting in 2024, films competing for Best Picture will be required to meet at least two of the following 4 standards. That's what art is all about, right? When we're talking about art, when we're talking about the best films to come out in a single year, what we really mean is the most diverse, right? This is how we measure art now. This is how we measure enjoyment of things. It's has nothing to do with whether it's actually a quality story, whether the story's told well, the acting, the editing, the shooting, whether it all comes together to create an emotional journey that takes you to another world. No, no, no. Forget all that. Does it have an Asian lead male? Does it have a Latinx co-pilot? I mean, it's ridiculous. But here are the standards. We'll let you know what the standards are here. Standard A: on-screen reputation, themes, and narrative. See, your themes and your narrative also have to pander to far-left SJWs. I'm just glad they're finally putting this, codifying this into law. I'm glad they're codifying this into a rule book, you know, because before it was just assumed, right? When Black Panther gets nominated for Best Picture, it's not about how good the movie is. This is what we all know. Like, we've known this for a while. It's no longer about what's the best. And what that really means is that it no longer means anything to win an Oscar. It means you pandered the best. It means you, that's it. Just pandered the best. You know, you exploited the best. You had the right racial makeup and the right SJW themes. And this is silly, and we can joke about this, but in reality, this is a very distinct aspect of totalitarian cultures. And it doesn't matter which side of the spectrum you're on, whether it's communism or Nazism. You know, my favorite history book is called The Little Book of History. It was written in Germany at the time that Hitler was in power. The Nazis didn't let it be published, not because it was inaccurate, not because it was biased in any way. It's because it didn't properly put forward the Nazi ideology enough, right? That's what it was about. It's not about how good the book is. It's not about how factual the information is. It's about, does it put forward the ideology that we have decided must be contained in every work of art in our country? And communists are the same way. It's not about how good the piece of work actually is. It's about, how does it serve communism, or how does it serve this ideology? So as we move towards a more authoritarian world, as we move more towards tyranny, as we move more towards ideological ideological monolith, this is what we're going to see. We're going to see this pop up more and more. We've seen it filter into our society everywhere, but now it's being codified in rules. Don't make any mistakes.
Under the Rockefeller lockstep plan from 2010, a planetary dictatorship will be established through medical tyranny. And there will be different forms of dog training or compliance training, like mask, social distancing. They break all this down. There's many other studies that governments around the world have conducted with the United Nations into this. And it goes back to the Milgram and Stanford studies, where in college settings, they could get people to commit what they believe were murderous criminal acts if ordered to do so by an authority figure. Well, now, first they start with masks, then social distancing, then listing who comes to your business and not, then the tracking apps, then the forced inoculations, and the social credit score is rolled in for total control. But if they do it for political reasons up front, they know people will block it, the courts will block it. So it's done under the guise of medical emergency, and of course, all of that was a fraud as well. The key to defeating the New World Order and its corporate global government system is realizing that it is anti-human, authoritarian, and will make you poor, will make you sick, will absolutely enslave you and your family. There's no reason to go along with it. But the system uses political correctness and divide and conquer as the new religion to bully people into adherence to what the mega corporations and superstates are pushing. It is remnants of America and Christian groups around the world that are standing in the way of the global axis of evil. The Satanist, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, and much of the Muslim world have been fused into one global fascist system that is designed to bring in the AI technocracy that will then be the launch pad for the breakaway civilization the globalists have created that they call the transhumanist post-human world. This is the reality. This is the ideology. Decide to live. Decide to be free. Decide that you love God or be a slave to Satan and be destroyed. There's no choice.
I don't want to say I'm a prideful person. I am a humble person overall. I come off as aggressive and things because I'm under threat, you're under threat, and I'm fighting as hard as I possibly can, and I appreciate your support and your prayers, but I know I come off as obnoxious sometimes, and I wish I did a better job, so that's why when you call in thanking me all the time, it just kind of makes me feel pathetic because I guess call it pride. I don't like begging you all the time to try our products or to donate or to spread the word or to pray for us. I just know that's what keeps us on air, and so I want to thank you. It's put the cart before the horse to call in and thank me. Listen, I'm committed to this just like you are. So understand, you're my equal 110%. And I just want to thank you all. I want to thank our crew, our affiliates, everybody else, man. I just want to stay in this fight. And it's so serious now. And things are getting so clear now. That's why they want us off air, because all of our credibility is so high. Let's just stay together, fight hard, spread the word, and pray to God to take us through this. We're going to make it. I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as I just said, this is such an epic struggle, and we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit, and we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us, but man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old. But now, with the evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true. But I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you. We're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition of the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the heart of the resistance.
It's The David Knight Show.
This is The David Knight Show on Infowars.com and Band.video, coming to you live from the InfoWars World Central Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Folks, you can support everything we do by going to InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And there you can donate to us or, of course, purchase some of our incredible products. And it's the Save InfoWars, Save the Republic, Save Yourself Super Special. And folks, I probably know just about as much as you do about the finances here at InfoWars. All of my news comes from The Alex Jones Show. So if you listen to The Alex Jones Show, you know about as much as I do. And from what I hear Alex saying, we're in crisis mode right now. We are trying to get rid of everything we have in stock. We're trying to just flood the market, just put it all out, put it all on sale, ship it all for free, all apparel is now $17.76. All apparel, $17.76. That means all the incredible shirts, all the hats, all everything is down, is now marked down to that very low price, very affordable, very necessary to show your allegiance in these final days of the presidential campaign. So all I know is that I want to have a job in a year. I want to be here. I want all of us to have a job. I want all of my friends that work here to be here next year. I want us to be bigger than ever. But according to Alex, we are It's touch and go right now because of the attacks that we're under, not because you, the audience, have been failing to support us, not because we have been derelict in our duty, but because the year after year after year of concerted Democratic effort to shut us down is finally starting to take its toll and starting to wear us down. And I want to be here in a year. I want InfoWars to be here in 10 years. Like, and if we're going to make it past this incredible moment of complete attack, we really do need your help. So we beseech you, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Give us the firepower that we need to get through this. Please, InfoWarsStore.com. Everything's on sale. Everything's got to go. We're trying to just clear the shelves right now, and we'll do that by giving you great prices on all these great products. Now, without any further ado, I want to go to this special report that can be found at band.video and InfoWars.com. It is a compilation of Democrats confessing to stealing the 2020 election. Here it is.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election.
The reason we talk about a red mirage is, in fact, because we believe that on election night, we are going to see Donald Trump in a stronger position than the reality actually is. We are sounding an alarm and saying that this is a very real possibility, that the data is going to show on election night an incredible victory for Donald Trump.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
You have a result on election night where it appears that Donald Trump has won, but a result after ballots are counted that show that Joe Biden has actually won.
That's right. We essentially built a simulator where it's a sequence of sliders, and you just pull those sliders to start seeing what the scenarios will show you. What's it going to look like on election night? What's it going to look like the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that?
So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly, saying that that there's no consensus result yet.
We see in the data that twice as many voters intend to cast a ballot by mail than have ever before. They are disproportionately Joe Biden's supporters. We might have the results saying something on the evening of November 3rd that it will not say the evening of November 10th.
My advice to Joe Biden, and I've told the campaign this, obviously, is do not concede under any circumstances, because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try
to
do everything.
He says if he loses, he's not going to leave if he loses.
The fact is, whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with that the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
This president's going to try to steal this election. This is the guy who said that all mail-in ballots are fraudulent.
Have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. And I was so damn proud. Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
It has been suggested that this is a trial run for the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election. If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He has already alluded to there may be a civil war. if he's not reelected. This is dangerous. We are trying to find out more about it.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's really actually shameful. Enemies of the state.
Without exaggeration, President Trump's counterintelligence vulnerabilities are exponentially greater than any president in modern history.
So do you think the president is a national security threat?
I do.
This administration, this president has demonstrated that they have a capacity to go lower than we can even possibly imagine. So, yeah, I think we have to be concerned about that. His attempt to talk about mail-in voting and all the fraud that is associated with it is factually incorrect. He's just trying to set up a situation where he has the ability to delegitimize a vote that he might lose. If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss and what he'll do for the time period between the election and the inauguration of the next president. We have to be prepared for things that this nation has never faced before.
I think that this is important because there is, unfortunately, I think, a heightened risk of civil unrest in the period, you know, between voting and a result being called or after that. And I just think that we need to be doing everything that we can to reduce the chances of violence or civil unrest in the wake of this election.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
And if we don't meet this moment, we will continue to have these persistent injustices in our communities, and we will continue to have unrest in our streets because there's been unrest in people's lives.
Today we are lifting up these stories in the hopes that you will see the light, and if you don't, we will bring the fire. Thank you.
This is a movement, I'm telling you, they're not going to stop, and everyone beware. Because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
I'm looking to the public. You know, this is as much about public outcry and organizing and mobilizing and applying pressure so that this GOP-led Senate and that these governors that continue to carry water for this administration, putting the American peoples in harm's way, turning a deaf ear to the needs of our families and our communities.
Find this video on Infowars.com and band.video. They are laying the groundwork, ladies and gentlemen, for their leftist extremists to overthrow this country.
The mask is more than just a symbol of subservience, being a blind follower, not knowing facts and science. It's a symbol that you have been turned into a subhuman. And they tell you, you are non-essential. Remember, first they said no more industry. You'll be a service economy, and now they tell you service is not essential. This has been the post-industrial world plan the whole time. In Operation Lockstep and other documents, the Rockefeller Foundation admits that this is how they're going to slowly teach you to be totally poor, and under their control, so you can finally be starved to death of nutrients and then killed with very, very weak bioweapons that won't affect anyone that actually gets their RDA of vitamins and minerals. And so that's the plan for you and your family. Now that you're tuned into this broadcast, you check this out for yourself, you know it's true. So let's start warning the sheep. Let's start educating them now. I just went and swam at the lake, and I walked around for 20 minutes educating people after I got out of the water. It's that simple. We must take action now or be slaves forever. This is life and death.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants, Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country in civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all. It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks, to The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. In that last segment, we showed you a compilation revealing the Democrat plan to cause unrest, to cause confusion with the mail-in voting, to use that confusion to cause unrest, to use that unrest to oust the president of the United States, to use that ousting to ignite a civil war, use that civil war to bring about complete control and tyranny. It's all being laid out quite clearly. This is no longer speculation. This isn't conspiracy theory. We are just reporting to you what they are telling to us. These are not, again, just not speculation. It's not something we're guessing on. We're not trying to read into their minds and figure out some nefarious thing that they're hiding. No, they're just telling us this is what they're doing. So let's get into exactly how this looks. First, just from the headlines yesterday and today, Georgia, 1,000 people illegally voted twice during primary elections using absentee ballots. And then from NPR News, more than 550,000, more than 500,000 primary absentee ballots rejected in 2020, far outpacing 2016. These are just the latest updates in what has been an ongoing series of failures of mail-in ballots to have any sort of legitimacy. Over and over and over again, we see fraud, we see mistakes, we see things thrown away, entire truckloads of ballots being dumped in the dumpster. Time and time again, this is coming out. Of course, the left will tell you it's perfectly safe. There's nothing wrong with mail-in voting. Well, we've never tried it before, so you don't actually know that. And from all the evidence, it looks like it has been a massive failure, and we haven't even really started yet. So this is the confusion that they're creating. This is the groundwork that they're laying to later be able to say Trump did not win, this is fraud, and activate their useful idiots to go attacking a duly elected president. Here's the story from InfoWars.com report. Leftist groups form alliance to prepare for mass public unrest after election. The leftist plan is to, quote, occupy crap, hold space, and shut things down, not just for election day, but for weeks. Another story by our very own Jamie White, this one really breaks it down well, is far left group predicts InfoWars will dox Joe Biden electors, expose Soros child sex trafficking links. It's a bizarre piece by the Daily Beast entitled "The Left Secretly Preps for MAGA Violence After Election Day." And again, this is just the doublespeak, the Orwellian nonsense, where they are getting together to prepare for violence, to plan violence. And what do they say that they're doing? Oh, we're getting ready to protect America from MAGA violence. Okay, it's the complete opposite. They are just 180 degrees away from the truth here. And it's called Fight the Table is what it's called. Fight Back Table, I guess, is what the organization is called, the initiative that launched after the 2016 election. Its analysis draws from the Transition Integrity Project white paper, outlining different election scenarios that include several blue states seceding from America and bringing violence to the streets should Trump win. This is what they're doing. Quote, some of the hurdles were straightforward. How you occupy crap, hold space, and shut things down, not just on election day, but for weeks, explained one source familiar with the Democracy Defense Nerve Center operations. Others are more complicated, like what quick transportation options can be in place should poll locations mysteriously close. Others have simply been impossible to plan out. The group went as far as to predict that InfoWars would dox Biden electors and link 88 of them to Soros and 14 to child trafficking. As Jamie White notes, oddly specific figures, oddly specific, those figures. And of course, he also points out that doxing people in an attempt to shame them, doxing people in an attempt to rile up a mob to attack people. Well, that's a leftist tactic. Again, everything they do, they claim you're doing. It's Saul Alinsky. It's just the classic maneuver. But hardball tactics, it goes on to say, would bring more aggressive responses from the right, the Beast reported. Quote, the simulation for a narrow Biden win saw a scenario in which, quote, InfoWars published a list of addresses, phone numbers, and other personal information of electors. She's like, we're just the boogeyman. Literally the boogeyman, right? We are, who's the guy from 1984? Goldberg or something? Goldstein? Whoever that guy is. That's like, everything is his fault. Everything is InfoWars' fault. We've never doxed people. We've never sent lists out of people to be attacked. Just doesn't happen. Has never happened. It doesn't matter. We are the boogeyman. We are like the big dangerous specter in their minds that they can just blame anything on. It's completely absurd. But there you go. And the article from the Daily Beast is just as dishonest as the rest of them. The next story from InfoWars, Democrats panic, admit they're losing election, and call for the end of the Electoral College. And this is just sort of illustrative, an illustration of how these people think. Joy Behar says, quote, I'm worried that Trump could pull this off. We see the polls and we see Biden is leading, but the Russian interference is alive and kicking. Oh, yeah, they're still on that. They're still convinced after all these years that Russia is behind it all. These idiots, these complete fools, these dogs, right? They have the intelligence of the lower animals. It's ridiculous. Facebook is continuing to leave all the lies on the page. The Postal Service is being interfered with. Literal dogs, right? It's like when you have a bone and your dog's just like, that's all they know. They just want that bone. That's all they understand. The bone. We need the bone. And then like you pull out a toy and they're like, the toy, the new toy. I want that toy. Nothing is more important than that toy. It's like, oh, the Electoral College. They're like, oh, we hate the Electoral College. Ah, God, the Electoral College. And they're like, the post office. And so I'm like, God, let's march for the post office. Chain yourself to mailboxes. We must write in. We must save the post office. It's like the Democratic dogs. This is who they are. They're dogs being trained and they don't even realize it. She goes on to say, quote, I think it's ridiculous that a few states, a handful of states, determine my future. It's ridiculous. So why bother voting in the rest of the country? They need to change the Electoral College as soon as possible. It's like they don't even pretend to understand what the Electoral College is there for. They clearly have the opposite understanding. I mean, clown world, inverse world, piss world, whatever you want to call it, they live in an upside down world. They live in an inside out, nonsensical matrix of their own creation. I mean, literally, the point of the Electoral College is to prevent a few states from electing the president. It is to make sure every state has at least somewhat of an equivalent say in electing the president. But they say they want to get rid of the Electoral College because, quote, I think it's ridiculous that a few states, a handful of states, determine my future. I mean, why do these people have a voice in politics? Like, they clearly don't understand anything. They don't understand what the Electoral College was put in there for, but it doesn't matter to them. All they know is that the Electoral College got them Trump, therefore bad, therefore get rid of it. That's as deep as their understanding goes. And then they try to justify it by basically making the argument for the Electoral College. They just don't realize it. Retarded. Retarded is the word I'm afraid to say. I'll just go ahead and say it. They're retarded. Their ideas, everything they believe, their entire understanding of the world is that of a mentally incapable person. So there you go. They're retarded. Here's the exclusive from Revolver. The curious case of George Kent, State Department's Belarus color revolution expert and never Trump impeachment witness. So this is a three-part series on Revolver that lays out how the color revolution manual is being used to lay the groundwork and then come to fruition. They will be destroying the United States come November 3rd. And the people involved are not just going off the same playbook as the color revolution. They are the same people that participate in color revolutions. George Kent was a star witness of the Trump impeachment hearings in which he described Trump's actions in Ukraine and the United States as, quote, injurious to the rule of law. Highlights of his testimony include defending fellow star impeachment witness Marie Yovanovitch, Fiona Hill, and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and accusing the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, of conducting a campaign of lies. Perhaps most damningly, Kent directly attacked President Trump on precisely the issue at question in the impeachment trial when he gave secondhand description of President Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Unlike his former boss and star impeachment witness Yovanovitch, or his fellow impeachment witnesses, Colonel Vindman and William Taylor, George Kent was not fired from his position within the Trump administration. Far from being fired, Kent was promoted within the Trump administration State Department, subsequent to his impeachment testimony against the president. And this lets you know that there are very powerful people protecting these types of people like George Kent. But here's the clincher. Kent just happens to be a deputy assistant secretary in the European and Eurasian Bureau. This bureau is generally known as the State Department hub for so-called color revolutions, through which the State Department, together with covert agencies and a constellation of allied NGO influence and allied NGOs influence and at times overturn elections in foreign countries. Indeed, one former senior State Department official has told Revolver News that Kent is, quote, a color revolution expert, a designation that has been corroborated by Revolver and two current State Department resources. So these are the people that are involved in and that carry out color revolutions in other countries that are now preparing. And we have the documents, and I'll get into it more in the next hour, preparing to carry out this exact same game plan here in the United States. We are in the midst of a color revolution. It's a falsified revolution to overthrow our country.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering destroying markets and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein and fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said put babies in cribs separate from their mothers that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. Grow up, world. Admit the truth. Quit being soft smuts and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemy. They want you dead. Do you understand that?
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight as we continue to break down the ongoing color revolution taking place here in the United States, not just following the same playbook as we've seen in places like Ukraine that we're seeing now currently being carried out in Belarus, but not just the same playbook, but the very same people involved. Incredible stuff, including this guy, George Kent, who you probably remember as the bow tie wearing snitch that tried to get Trump impeached, was a star witness there, and for some inexplicable reason has been kept on and promoted within the Trump State Department. This is probably the biggest complaint that Trump supporters have, is why do you have people that are that entire ideology is antithesis to the Trump program? Why are they still in your administration? Why do they still have power, up to and including Jared Kushner? But all these people, and George Kent is one of them. And really, what it says to me is that Trump is, as we've always expected, not in total control. The deep state still has incredible influence within the Trump administration, and I'm sure he would want to get rid of George Kent, but he was told by somebody he trusts, somebody close to him, oh, well, no, George Kent's actually a great guy, and he's very important, and we need him, and he's involved in all these different... You should get rid of him, Trump. You should get rid of the people that are trying to impeach you. You should not employ the people that are attempting and working behind the scenes to overthrow you. This should be like part one in the How to Be a President handbook. Don't employ your enemies. Don't allow people who are undermining you at every turn to wield power within your administration. This type of stuff you would think you would learn in the 4 years, but here we are. So it continues. Kent was working as a deputy political counselor in the Ukraine during the infamous Orange Revolution, arguably the most famous of the State Department and NGO-facilitated color revolutions. In essence, the color revolution refers to a continuous barrage of protest, mass demonstrations, and other acts of civil disobedience in Ukraine in response to the contested election of Russia-aligned Yanukovych, who defeated the Western-backed Yushchenko. I know these names, it's just reading them is weird. What is relevant is that the State Department's preferred candidate did not win, and the State Department, with the help of its constellation of friendly NGOs, helped to facilitate the overthrow of Yanukovych by contesting the legitimacy of the election, organizing mass protests and acts of civil disobedience, and leveraging media contacts to ensure favorable coverage to their agenda in the Western press. All tactics eerily similar to those used against President Trump beginning the day after he was elected. And I would say beginning even before that. Peaceful protest sounds mighty familiar, doesn't it? That's because organizing mass demonstrations against the target government and criticizing and provoking that target government into cracking down on said protests is part and parcel of the color revolution playbook. And I actually, this is something I sort of came to understand and had to step back and really look at the situation to come to terms with the fact that President Trump was not sending the Federal Guard in to prevent all of these riots taking place across the country. Naturally, it's my inclination to go, we need to shut this down. We can't allow these communists to run wild and terrorize the American people. President Trump needs to do something about this now. But then I looked back at last year, 2020. Ironically, on this show, The David Knight Show, I held a year in review sort of session where I talked about all of the protests that went on in 2019 from Hong Kong to France and the Yellow Vests and everywhere in between. I laid down exactly how all of these occurred, and in almost every situation, what you had was a major, and ironically, I called this the year the mask came off. That's the irony. In 2019, I called it the year the mask came off because I'm talking about how they are no longer hiding their plans. But time after time, what you saw was a uprising of people in a country and then a crackdown on those people. And the crackdown would inevitably lead to a greater outpouring of protest. And so when I look at that, and I look at how Trump is handling things, I have to step back and go, you know what? If he had really cracked down, if he'd really become violent with these protesters, it would probably have actually spiraled out of control. Looking back, not falling into this trap is probably one of the best things Trump has done during his presidency. We'll cover more in just 1 minute, folks. Stay with us.
I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as I just said, this is such an epic struggle. And we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit and we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us. But man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old. But now with evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true, but I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you. We're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition, the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. You can follow me on Twitter at Harrison_of_TX. Harrison of Texas, you can follow me on Twitter there. Or go to my website, offlimits.news, where I congregate all of the stuff I do. Because, you know, I'd love to put this type of stuff, like when I host the David Knight Show or host the War Room, I'd love to be able to put that on YouTube. On my YouTube, I'd love to be able to tweet that out, but I can't because I will be eliminated for daring to associate with this forbidden news organization. So instead, I have offlimits.news where I compile everything under the blog section. So if you're ever wondering what I'm up to, you can go there and see exactly that. Now, I'm going through this Revolver series. It's a three-part series talking about the ongoing color revolution here in the United States. And we're talking about George Kent. And how he was basically the color revolution expert within the State Department. Of course, you remember him from testifying against President Trump during the impeachment debacle. Nonsense that happened earlier this year that everybody's forgotten about. Insanity. So here's the deal. You have the State Department. You have NGOs that are friendly with the State Department and friendly to the New World Order. You also have things like the IMF, the World Bank. All of these work together to overthrow duly elected presidents. We saw it in the Ukraine. We're seeing it now with the protest in Belarus. So back to this Revolver article. They say, indeed, the entire constellation of the State Department aligned and Atlanticist aligned NGOs have been questioning in advance the legitimacy of the newly elected Lukashenko, who won decisively with over 80% of the vote compared to his rival who received less than 10%. So this is the playbook that's being carried out in Belarus. They say, quote, peaceful protest sounds mighty familiar, doesn't it? That's because organizing mass demonstrations against a target government and criticizing and provoking that target government into cracking down is part and parcel to the color revolution playbook. And you remember in the Ukraine, what really set off the revolution that eventually ousted the president there and the entire government there was you had snipers on the roof firing down at the demonstrators. Now, it later came out that this was an agent provocateur. Of course it was, but it didn't matter because by the time that was found out, they had already ousted the government. They'd already successfully carried out their revolution. But here's the thing. You have Lukashenko right now in Belarus. And I want to point out a couple interesting things about what's going on in Belarus right now. We have this story today from humansarefree.com. Bombshell, Belarusian president was offered $940 million by the IMF and the World Bank. But in exchange, They demanded that he introduce quarantine, isolation, and curfew like in Italy. Isn't that incredible? And this is, again, the way the IMF works. Often they will see a country that is in revolution, that is in flux, that is in turmoil, and they'll go and they'll find a strong arm leader of some sort, and they'll say, hey, if you put this guy in charge, we'll flood you with money. We'll give you all sorts of money. Then, of course, that strong arm leader pockets much of the money, wiles much of it away. Almost all of it goes away towards corruption. Then they leave, they get ousted from office, or they die, and the taxpayers of that country are now debt slaves to the IMF. They didn't see the money. They didn't receive the money. It didn't go to build their infrastructure or promote peace in their country. It went into the pockets of the dictators that the IMF props up, but it doesn't matter because it all gets foisted off onto the shoulders of the taxpayers. So then the IMF can come in and say, well, you owe us a bunch of money, so we need a little bit of control over what you're doing to make sure we get paid back. And that's how they gain control over countries worldwide. This is what they do. This is their modus operandi. So the president of Belarus has exposed that the World Bank coronavirus aid comes with conditions for imposing extreme lockdown measures to model their coronavirus response on that of Italy and even change the public policy, the economic policies, which he refused as being unacceptable. So that's his crime. His crime is that he refused to lock down, and the IMF even tried to bribe him, saying, we'll give you $1 billion if you just lock down your country. He said, no, thank you. Here comes the color revolution. But here's another interesting article from August 7th of this year. A former Bernie Sanders campaign staffer is stuck in Belarus jail cell charged with disrupting the peace. Belarus on Friday, earlier in August of this year, charged a former campaign staffer for Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama with allegedly organizing an illegal political rally for a candidate running against the country's authoritarian president in Sunday's election, his lawyer told BuzzFeed News. Folks, we are engaged at this moment in an international struggle for control, an international attempt to overthrow populist democratic governments in favor of globalist loyal organizations. It's absurd and ridiculous, and the people involved at every level, from the IMF, head of the IMF, to the people on the ground in the Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama campaigns, they're all on the same page. They're all carrying out the very same playbook. So we continue to the second article from this Revolver series. This one is called A Transition Integrity Project. Is this Soros-linked group plotting a color revolution against President Trump? And of course, you recognize that name from the article I read you earlier from Infowars.com, where they point out that it's this organization, the so-called Transition Integrity Project. And again, it's all reverse. It's all this satanic inversion that they engage in constantly. If you want to destroy the integrity of the presidential transition, you name yourself the Transition Integrity Project. This is just what you do because you worship the devil. And Satan is your father, and he's the father of lies. They say, first, I love how they break this down. This is what a color revolution is. First, a quick note on color revolutions. A color revolution in this context refers to a specific type of coordinated attack that the U.S. government has been known to deploy against foreign regimes, particularly in Eastern Europe, deemed to be authoritarian and hostile to American interests. Rather than using a direct military intervention to effect regime change, as in Iraq, color revolutions attack a foreign regime by contesting its electoral legitimacy, organizing mass protests and acts of civil disobedience, and leveraging media contacts to ensure favorable coverage to their agenda in the Western press. It goes on to say, it would be disturbing enough to note a coordinated effort to use these exact same strategies and tactics domestically to undermine or overthrow President Trump. The ominous nature of what we see unfolding before us only truly hits home when we realize that the people who specialize in these color revolution regime change operations overseas are literally the very same people attempting to overthrow Trump by using the very same playbook. Given that the most famous color revolution was the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine, and that Black Lives Matter is being used as a key component of the domestic color revolution against Trump, we can now encapsulate our thesis at Revolver with the simple remark, black is the new orange. That's right, we're going through a color revolution. The color this time just happens to be black. So what is the Transition Integrity Project, and what does it have to do with the color revolution against Trump? Well, here's how friendly media outlets represent the Transitional Integrity Project in its agenda. They say it's a bipartisan group of about 80 political operatives and academics that has been involved in discussions about what could happen if President Donald Trump were to lose the November election and then contest the results, potentially refusing to leave the White House. Now, we played you earlier in the program a 7-minute compilation of Democrats saying literally exactly that. Hillary Clinton saying, I do not believe that Joe Biden should concede under any circumstances. So again, it's just, if you're not insane, this should be abundantly clear to you. They're doing this. They're claiming to be fighting Trump doing this. They're doing it. It's them. They are projecting what they're doing onto you in a classic Saul Alinsky slash the devil himself slash Hillary Clinton tactic of accusing others of what you yourself are doing. Continues on. Of course, what they do not say about the ostensibly bipartisan groups that its founder, Rosa Brooks, is a longtime close associate of George Soros and his Open Society Foundation. She served both as a special counsel to the president at George Soros' Open Society Foundation and as a board member of the Open Society Foundation. And it's just incredible. I mean, this article goes on and on. I'll go to the third article here in this next segment. We'll wrap up this coverage of the color revolution. But suffice it to say, these are foreign organizations. These are non-governmental organizations funded by the richest, most powerful people in the world. Organizations like the IMF and the World Bank and others, all working together in tandem to try to carry out a color revolution as they have done in the Ukraine, as they're currently doing now in Belarus. They're attempting to carry this on in the United States. You must be prepared for this. You must be aware of this, and you must make plans to combat this. And we'll get more on the other side.
Humanity is being domesticated, and we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned. You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to the big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWars. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What we're not doing here, ladies and gentlemen, is speculating. There's no speculation going on here. We are reading you from their own statements, from their own books and white papers, exactly what they're going to do. And again, over and over, what we're seeing is they accuse us of what they themselves are doing. And we can actually, if we want to speculate, we can go a little bit farther than what they're just telling us. Because, again, everything they accuse us of doing, we can go, okay, that's what they're doing. So when they come out, and from this Daily Beast article, they say, InfoWars is going to dox these people and send hit squads after Joe Biden electors. What do you think that means? What I think that means is they are going to try to dox Donald Trump electors, and they're going to send people at them. So we do get another little hint as to what their plans are by, again, seeing what they claim we're doing. So what we can expect is that come November 3rd, there's going to be this incredible uprising. We're going to see this color revolution. We may see some false flags where supposedly the Secret Service fires on protests or something like that. Months later, it will come out, oh, it actually wasn't the Secret Service. It was a guy that hired by George Soros. But it won't matter by then because they'll have already taken complete control and been able to shut down any communications. That news won't even be able to get out. So this is probably what we're going to see unfold come November 3rd, and we'll see them attempt to dox Trump supporters. I mean, it's all coming down. This is happening. They are attempting to stage a complete coup of the United States. Going back to this Revolver series, here's a passage from one of the key books on color revolutions, literally called The Playbook. Here's the playbook. Here's the summary. Form networks between opposition groups. Okay, they've done that. Create a unified democratic opposition where possible, and considering using referenda as an alternative. Well, they've already got their democratic opposition unified in hatred of Trump because they've brainwashed them. They say increase election monitoring capacity and be prepared to use electoral abuse as evidence as the basis for reform advocacy. They're already doing that. We haven't even had the election yet. They are attempting to make it as illegitimate as possible by including mail-in ballots, amongst other things like ballot harvesting and all that sort of stuff. Again, they're the ones trying to undermine and destroy our election process, but they're going to use that as an excuse to continue to get more support for this color revolution. They say also engage new voters by presenting a vision for the future. Remember that the message matters. And they also say to forcefully contest each individual illiberal act of non-democratic actors. Opposition leaders may also choose to pursue more extreme institutional measures available to them, e.g. the impeachment process. And they want to deploy extra institutional tools, e.g. protest, strikes, or boycotts. So once again, not speculation. Here's the playbook. And you can see them carrying it out in real time. They say, well, independent election monitors are the most effective. They can easily deflect claims of bias. Moreover, once armed with evidence of electoral abuse, the opposition should work with external allies to apply pressure to the regime to reform electoral practices. And that's what they're trying to do. We've seen that as well. So now we move on to the third article, the most recent one from today, just 34 minutes ago, September 9th, 2020, Revolver exclusive. Meet Norm Eisen, legal hatchet man and central operative in the color revolution against President Trump. They say our recent follow-up to the initial report that we've gone through here today focused specifically on a shadowy George Soros-linked group called the Transition Integrity Project, which convened war game exercises suggesting the likelihood of a contested election scenario and ensuing chaos should President Trump refuse to leave office. Now, there's a man who is a participant in the Transition Integrity Project's bias election war game exercise, and his name is Norm Eisen. As the man who implemented the David Brock blueprint for suing the president into paralysis and his allies into bankruptcy, see InfoWars for more information, and for, you know, as another ally of the Trump that has been attempted to be sued into bankruptcy by frivolous lawsuits one after the other that all seem to spark up as a result of this David Brock blueprint. But anyway, it's this guy who helped all of this and helped mainstream to amplify the Russia hoax. He drafted 10 articles of impeachment for the Democrats a month before President Trump ever called the Ukraine in 2018, and who personally served as the DNC's co-counsel for litigating the Ukraine impeachment, who created a template for the internet censorship of world leaders and a handbook for mass mobilizing racial justice protesters to overturn democratic election results. There is perhaps no man alive with a more decorated resume for plots against President Trump. Indeed, Revolver goes on to say, the story of Norm Eisen, a key architect in nearly every attempt to delegitimize, impeach, censor, sue, or remove the democratically elected 45th president of the United States, is a tale that winds through nearly every facet of the color revolution playbook. There is no pure embodiment of Revolver's thesis that the very same regime change professionals who run color revolutions on behalf of the U.S. government in order to undermine or overthrow alleged authoritarian governments overseas are running the very same playbook to overturn Trump's 2016 victory and to preempt a repeat in 2020. To put it simply, what you see is not just the same color revolution playbook being run against Trump, but the same people using it against Trump who've employed it in a professional capacity against target overseas. The same people using the same playbook. And in fact, there is a book called The Playbook. It was written by George Sharp. They say it would be impossible to do full justice to Gene Sharp, within the scope of this specific article. Here are some choice excerpts about Sharp and his biography to give readers a taste of his significance and relevance to this discussion. Gene Sharp, the, quote, Machiavelli of nonviolence, has been fairly described as the most influential American political figure that you've never heard of. He was an intellectual giant of nonviolent protest. His how-to pamphlet on nonviolent revolutions from dictatorship to democracy, is what it's called, has been cited by protest movements around the world. In the U.S., his ideas are widely promoted through activist training programs and by scholars of nonviolence, and have been used in nearly every major protest movement in the past 40 years. Gene Sharp's influence on the U.S.'s activist left and social movements abroad has been significant. In the mid-1960s, Thomas Schelling, a Nobel Prize-winning nuclear theorist, recruited 29-year-old Sharp for the Center for International Affairs at Harvard, bastion of the high Cold War defense, intelligence, and security establishment, leading the so-called CIA at Harvard, where Henry Kissinger, future National Security Advisor McGeorge Bundy, and future CIA Chief Robert Bowie. Sharp held this appointment for 30 years there, with the Department of Defense funds. He developed his core theory of nonviolent action, a method of warfare capability of collapsing states through theatrical social movements designed to dissolve the common will that buttresses governments, all without firing a shot. From his post at the CIA of Harvard, Sharp would urge U.S. and NATO defense leadership to use this method against the Soviet Union, and now it's being used against us here. And he goes on to talk about Occupy Wall Street. Talks about the way that color revolutions occurred in Georgia, Kyrgyzstan, and Ukraine during the fall of the Soviet Union. He talks about Occupy Wall Street, the Dakota Access Pipeline, the new women's movement, and increasingly constitutional defenses against Trump. Gene may yet find his greatest recognition in the country of his birth. This is all interesting and disturbing, to say the least, and in its own right would suggest a compelling nexus point between the operations to run against Trump and the color revolution playbook. But what does that have to do with our subject, Norm Eisen? Well, it just so happens that Eisen explicitly places himself in the tradition of Gene Sharp, acknowledging his book, The Playbook, as a kind of update to Sharp's seminal Dictatorship to Democracy. So you have Dictatorship to Democracy that laid out the groundwork of color revolutions that we saw fulfilled in several countries around the world. And we have basically the follow-up to that called The Playbook that's now being carried out by Norm Eisen. More
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the
Washington Post or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
I think about how humble and good and decent both sets of my grandparents were, and how good and strong the Americans I knew were, not just my grandparents. And I look at us today, decadent, corrupt, slovenly, and compared to them, all of us are wrecks. But it's not really our fault, and it's not really their fault. It's the fault of the way the universe works that with great liberty and freedom produces incredible prosperity, and then the cycle goes into corruption and then enslavement. We're going into the enslavement phase right now, and America's fighting for its life. So we need to fight for those that stood before us and wouldn't want to see this happen today, but more importantly, for our children and the future. We've got to turn back now.
This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. This is not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy them. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Ignorance does not equal bliss. Ignorance equals slavery. If you're ignorant, walking through a field at night that there's a 6-foot hole up ahead, you're going to step in it and probably break your ankle, or maybe worse. Well, it's the same thing happening to human civilization. The industrialized age really empowered humanity in many respects, but also took us away from the land, made us very, very domesticated and very, very easy to manipulate. And now corruption and predatory activity can hide behind that complexity. Now, I know what's going on behind the complexity because I go read what the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and all their subsidiaries, like the Club of Rome, say. So I know exactly what's going on. Not because I'm even that cool or special of a person, but I'm actually want to be empowered and informed because I'm a history buff. I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The globalists think you're stupid. They laugh at you because you won't research their own admissions.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Harris Smith sitting in for David Knight. I'm spending quite a bit of time on this one topic. It's the color revolution currently taking place here in America. But there's a good reason. It's because this is the existential threat. This is the playbook. We as conservatives, as honest, upstanding, truth-loving, God-fearing citizens of the United States like to just think that we can just vote and that everything will work out, that we can just follow the rules and play along and that everything will be fine. But here I'm laying out for you exactly how that's just not true. They're going to come after us with everything they've got, whether we like it or not, and whether we participate or not, this is what will be carried out. And we've already seen and we've laid out for weeks here on InfoWars, if you've been watching, exactly how this has metastasized, the way mail-in voting was the number one thing for so long, save the post office, and that's all just an attempt to obfuscate and obscure the results of the election effort, the way that they were trying to elicit the leadership of the military to ousting President Trump, to the extent that General Milley had to come out and say, we will not be participating in this. That's insane. It's great that he said he's not going to participate in it, but you have to understand that that means they're actually trying to recruit these people to overthrow the United States government. This is as serious as a heart attack. And so we have the mail-in voting. We have the attempts to get the military on board, the attempts to separate Trump from the military by making up lies about him disrespecting the troops. It's all falling into place. And then, as we just explained, you had this guy, Gene Sharp, who was the head of the so-called CIA at Harvard, trained people like Henry Kissinger to carry out revolutions in the former states of the Soviet Union, very successfully carry these out. Then his sort of protege is George Kent, this other guy, Norm Eisen, who was sort of his protege that wrote a follow-up to his book called Dictatorship to Democracy, the follow-up called The Playbook, and was an update to that that book, Dictatorship to Democracy, which laid out the ground rules of how to carry out color revolutions. So I continue with the Revolver article, quote, and there we have it, folks. Gene Sharp, former Obama ethics czar. That's right. He was the ethics czar of Obama, ambassador to Czechoslovakia during the Velvet Revolution, key counsel in impeachment effort against Trump, a participant in the ostensibly bipartisan election war games, predicting a contested election scenario unfavorable to Trump, just happens to be a color revolution expert who literally wrote the modern playbook in the explicitly acknowledged tradition of color revolution godfather Gene Sharp's From Dictatorship to Democracy. And they say, just like the term peaceful protester, which, as we pointed out in our George Kent essay, is used as a term of craft in the color revolution context, is so is the term democracy itself. The U.S. government launches color revolutions against foreign targets irrespective of whether they actually enjoy the support of people or were elected democratically. And we've seen this over and over. It's not about bringing democracy to the Middle East or whatever. You can be fully democratic, but if you don't go along with the games of the IMF and the World Bank and the banking establishment that runs and controls our country, prepare to be ousted in the name of so-called democracy. And here is a very telling admission by a man named Michael McFowell, who, amazing, his name is Fowell, but you'll see his name pop up quite a bit if you read these articles, and I suggest you do. I'm just touching on the highlights, but there's a lot of bombshell information in here. But here it is, as most likely a response to Revolver's first color revolution article on State Department official George Kent, former Ambassador McFowell, is that how you say it? Issued the following tweet as a matter of damage control. He says, quote, autocrats have demonized the phrase color revolutions, and revolutions generally has a negative connotation for many. Instead, I use the term democratic breakthroughs. You imagine just being this duplicitous, this much of a liar? Like, I literally can't imagine just like trying to change the meaning of words to fit my nefarious program. But this is the people that we're dealing with. They say, make no mistake, the color revolution has nothing about democracy in any meaningful context and everything to do with the ruling class ensuring that the people will never have power to meddle in their own elections ever again. They lay down the points of that come out of this guy McFowell's book, and they say on point number four, which is especially relevant to our present situation, point four is an ability to quickly drive home the point that voting results were falsified. That's what they're already laying down. And of course, they reference back to that piece on the Transition Integrity Project, which again is laid out in that InfoWars article called Leftist Groups Form Alliance to Prepare for Mass Public Unrest After Election. They're literally carrying out war games, okay? Conservatives are not doing this. Maybe we should. Maybe we should be getting together and looking at their war games and war gaming against it. That might be a good start, and that's actually kind of what we're doing here. So I'm glad you're with us, but you know, this is what's happening right now. They are war gaming. They are planning out their attack. They're planning out their coup, and we are sitting idly twirling our thumbs and thinking that we'll just vote Trump into office. It's not going to be that easy. But they say, you know, on this point, Eisen has an interesting thing to say about the role of a contested election scenario in the Orange Revolution, arguably the most important color revolution of them all. And they say, basically just using this theme of widespread election fraud to bring in international groups. And that's kind of a whole nother part of it, is that it doesn't really matter if they successfully take over America from the inside with the consent of the American people. What they really want is just chaos and violence, to the extent that they can actually have people in power saying, we can't handle this. We have to bring in the UN. We have to ask China to come in, whoever they have to ask to come in. They know that at least they think the American government and the American military and the American people are not going to roll over. So it'd be easier just to bring in people from somewhere else. Perhaps the most important entry in Eisen's entry is the first, that is Eisen's participation in the infamous David Brock blueprint on how to undermine and overthrow the Trump presidency. The Washington Free Beacon attended this retreat and obtained David Brock's private and confidential memorandum from the meeting. The memo, Democracy Matters, Strategic Plan for Action, outlines Brock's four-year agenda to attack Trump and Republicans using Media Matters, American Bridge, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and Share Blue. The memo contains plans for defeating Trump through impeachment. Check that off the list under failure. Expanding Media Matters' mission to combat government misinformation. Ensuring Democratic control of the Senate in the 2018 midterm elections. Filing lawsuits against the Trump administration. Monetizing political advocacy. Using a digital attacker to delegitimize Trump's presidency and damage Republicans. And partnering with Facebook to combat fake news. We've seen all of this be carried out. This is not speculation. This is exactly what's going on. It's been done over and over again. It's just being tweaked now slightly to fit the American model, to manipulate the American people in particular in a way that may be different than they would be manipulating people from another country. Really, absolutely incredible stuff. And I'll finish with this quote here. By now, the color revolution agenda against Trump should be as plain as day. Regime change professionals like McFaul, Eisen, George Kent, and others have refined their craft by conducting color revolutions overseas and have taken it upon themselves to use the same tools, the same tactics, quite literally the same playbook to overthrow President Trump. Yet again, same people, same playbook. Not speculation. It's in their own words. And so when you look at the fact that they have a playbook that goes piece by piece explaining how to overthrow a country, and you've seen this carried out in other countries like Ukraine or Czechoslovakia or any of these other places, and then you see tick by tick, piece by piece, checking off each move here in the United States, you are an idiot if you don't put these things together and say these people are trying to overthrow our duly elected president for their own nefarious means. And it also sort of gives a lie to the fact that it was America that carried out all of these color revolutions in Ukraine and other places. It was through America, America's power. It was using America's influence. It was getting people as American ambassadors into position. But at the end of the day, it's not for America. It's using America as a tool to implement the plan of the globalists. And this is what you have to understand. This is not an American situation. They're now using it against America in the exact same way. What matters is, will you go quietly? Will you allow yourself to be exploited? Will you allow the IMF to come in and put you on lockdown? Or will you stand up for yourself? If you'll stand up for yourself, prepare to be faced with every form of disintegration of your society, of undermining your governmental institutions, of destroying the unity of your people in favor of, for the benefit of people who are simply seeking to suck your wealth out of you and control you from the top. We're in a color revolution. Wake up before it's too late.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home
by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, Mark Zuckerberg on paper 2 weeks ago put in hundreds of millions of dollars with Bloomberg to launch this Operation Red Mirage to contest the election, but it's overwhelmingly clear that Trump has won on election night. Now he's come out in a statement and told all the media in the United States that they better get behind saying that Trump basically lost, and that they're not going to let Trump declare victory, even though it's overwhelming. They'll have 95% of the vote done on election night, and even if you added all the other votes in against him, he'd be the winner. They are going to steal this election. They're preparing everyone. You've seen all the scams they've already run. Trump is surrounded by tyrants, but he has We the People, and he has true media. Not independent media, the real media. So now more than ever, it's critical to share the live streams, the videos, the articles, and the information at InfoWars.com, because the globalists fear it most, because we were the first to expose their plan to contest the election and drag it out to keep the American people from reelecting President Trump.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There once was a guy, his name was Hal. A clean-cut kid, you would know him by a smile. And then one day, he was fixing on a plan to meet a fat protest and give a helping hand. Next thing you know, Kyle's having some fun, hanging out with his friends and his trusty gun. But then some other guys didn't like the way he lived, so they chased him around the street, and that was all it took. Shot one dead who was coming on with force. When the mob hit him down, he shot two more. There was blood everywhere. It was such an awful sight. Kyle took off down the road, vanished in the night.
I love it. I love these new ballads coming out about the Kenosha kid, Kyle Rittenhouse. Don't tread on me. Telling the story. Preserving the story, the truth, the reality of his heroic actions for the generations to come. Absolutely incredible stuff. Great musical talent on some of these, tracks too. The protest music has seriously taken a beating in the recent years. There's no good protest songs anymore. And I like this new trend of converting sort of old country western standards to talking about some of the heroes that we have I'd love to see ballads about all these people, including, you know, the Patriot Prayer member that was killed in Portland. We need to tell these stories. We need to spread these stories, and I think music's a great way to do it. All right. So in the next hour, I'm going to be breaking down. I'm going to be giving you an update on the Biden-Harris campaign. Spoiler alert. It's not going so well. It's not going so great for the old Democrats over there. And we'll be breaking down the latest from that campaign, because all the videos that have come out recently from that campaign, whoo boy, they really give you an image of what it's like to be a Democrat these days. It's a desperate situation they find themselves in, and we'll be breaking that down in the next hour. But quickly, let's just go through some of the headlines here at Infowars.com. Incredible stuff. The persecution of Christians is escalating dramatically all over the world. Hatred of Christians is rapidly rising across the globe. Clearly, we're seeing this in America. We're seeing it in Western countries quite extensively. But, you know, it's really countries in Africa that are, and in the Middle East, that are seeing the most egregious abuse of Christian minorities. At least 500 Christians have been killed in an ongoing spate of coordinated door-to-door attacks, and thousands of traumatized survivors have fled for their lives in the last 2 months in southern Ethiopia's Oromia region, including its capital, Addis Ababa, according to reports. Just incredible stuff. If we were a Christian country as we were founded, perhaps this would be what we would focus on rather than trying to steal oil or whatever, stay in Afghanistan endlessly. Maybe we would be using our immense military power to protect Christians that are being persecuted by their governments across the world. There's a lot of things that we could be doing with our military that I think every American would be on board with, every decent American, that is. I think protecting Christian minorities from being eliminated would be one of those. Heck, we could probably save every animal from extinction, right? The rhinos, elephants, these things that God created that we, in our greed, are just wiping off the earth. And by we, I mean China. That China is wiping off the earth because they want to take rhino horns and make sex pills. So we could do that. We could send the military to Africa and protect rhinos, protect elephants, save entire animal species for generations to come. But no, we don't want to do that. We are very busy protecting Israel in the Middle East. So none of that. It's just, and this is just what's going on the world over. Here's one of the biggest stories from yesterday. Entire Rochester Police Command resigns. The chief of police says, as a man of integrity, I will not sit idly by while outside entities attempt to destroy my character. I think that's a good move. I think they're getting exactly what they want. They say defund the police. They say get rid of the police. Police say, all right, you want us gone, we're gone. Deal with it. Here's the interesting thing. I started looking into who the people that were quitting were, and that led me into looking into who else ran the city of Rochester. And it will probably not be a surprise to you out there if you are paying attention, but the chief of police there in Rochester is named Laron Singletary. He is a black man. The deputy chief is named Joseph Morabito. That sounds an awful lot like a Hispanic name to me. The commander that quit is named Fabian Riviera. Doesn't sound quite like a white name to me. City council president Loretta Scott is a black woman. The mayor is named Lovely Warren and is also a black woman. So here you have the city of Rochester. Literally the entire city government is run by black people, by African Americans. And they are the ones experiencing the massive protests and riots, accusing them of white supremacy. I'd say that shouldn't surprise you, because that tends to be the pattern all over the place. All of these cities that have these massive outcries about systemic racism, claiming that black people are being held down and abused, places like Baltimore, places like Chicago, places like Rochester, you go and you look at who's actually in charge, who's actually running things, and it's all black people. So, you know, it's just yet another inconsistency in the delusional and, yes, insane ideology of the left. But I fully support this guy. There's no reason why he should have to suffer this abuse and have to struggle to deal with this outbreak of violence in his city. If he's not receiving the support from his local government, if he's not receiving support from the federal government because the state government is blocking it, why should he have to risk his career, risk his reputation, risk his soldiers, his cops out there, risk their lives and their health when nobody is attempting to help him? So I think that's a good move by him. Hey, speaking of, here's Lori Lightfoot looking like a fish here to tell us that it's the guns problem. It's Trump's fault. It's none of it's her fault. But yes, 51 people shot, 7 fatally over Labor Day weekend in Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago. I don't think there has been a weekend in several months where less than 50 people have been shot in Chicago. They need one of those signs instead of saying like, you know, 25 days since accident, it should be like 45 weeks since our latest under 50 gunshot wound weekend. I mean, it's completely insane. The entire country is just collapsing into criminality. And who are they going after? Well, they're going after things like churches. Here's a headline from True Pundit. It must stop. California church pleads for relief after county fines approach $60,000. A Baptist church in California that's meeting despite coronavirus lockdown restrictions is pleading with their county government to relent after the fines leveled against them have racked up nearly $60,000. Incredible stuff. $60,000. This is a rather overt attempt to shut down the Christian religion here in the United States. Here's another incredible story, just mind-boggling. Really, really let you know where we are as a nation. ACLU staffer attacks university for admitting Nick Sandman, while professor denounces his anti-intellectual views. So in case you need a little bit of a reminder, Nick Sandman, totally innocent. Nick Sandman was the high school teenager that was accused of being a racist. Of course, all of that was false. He's since sued the places that called him all sorts of names. He has won or at least settled those suits. He has been vindicated over and over and over again by video. Literally did nothing, yet that is not enough to keep the hounds at bay or to keep the just despicable hordes of leftist, anti-white, anti-constitutional, anti-conservative leaders in these organizations from attacking him relentlessly. Absolutely incredible. The ACLU's Samuel Crankshaw in Kentucky has targeted Transylvania University for admitting Nick Sandman, who was falsely accused of abusing a Native American activist in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Despite various news organizations correcting the story and some settling with Sandman, some in the media have continued to attack him. Yet it's far more alarming to see an ACLU official rallying people against a young man whose chief offense appears to be that he publicly and unapologetically conservative and pro-life. That he'd be those two things. This guy says, does anybody else think it's a bit of a stain on Transylvania University for accepting Nick Sandman? I'm sure it's a both sides defense, but it's counter to their mission and another instance of their not actually being equal sides to the issue. See, they want complete control of every facet of your life, intellectual life, academic life, all of it. And if you refuse to completely bow to them on every level and submit to them and their tyranny on every level, they'll say, oh, this is unbalanced. This is wrong. And they will try to eliminate you. And then worst of all, you have a professor there who's going along with it and says, I'll keep an eye on him. I'll make sure he doesn't get out of hand. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
I talk about all the horrible things that are happening, and I point out that the globalists are a eugenics death cult because it's true. I don't say it to scare you. A lot of people say, man, this show is dark. Well, you've got to know you're dealing with evil if you're going to defeat it. And if we just listen to the surface of what the NWO propagandists are saying, they have reasons to sell this garbage to the general public. But if you just scratch the surface, they're so arrogant, they've all written detailed blueprints of this plan. And more being honest about it. Because there comes a point where, as David Icke says, they have to stop hiding it and start selling it. So we're at the point of the emergence now. And it's coming out in the open. And some people, under mass Stockholm syndrome, are going to submit to any level of tyranny that others are going to fight. This isn't like some old dictatorship that you could submit to it and join it and be okay. No, this thing is post-human exterminism. Research what that is. The clock is ticking on the once free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine, and they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later, but I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Again, because I did this last time in 84, everybody, including the NRA, thought background checks made sense. Remember that? Remember those good old days? It made sense. Keep guns out of the hands of those folks.
I am very optimistic about Iraq. I think it's going to be one of the great achievements of this administration.
Are you aware that you're misquoting Donald Trump in Charlottesville? He never called neo-Nazis very fine people.
Well, he called all those folks that walked out of that, they were neo-Nazis, shouting hate, their veins bulging.
But he said specifically that he was condemning them.
He did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. Chanting anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags.
I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. People that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
This, the senator made a very moving and eloquent speech as a son of the Confederacy, acknowledging that it was time to change and yield to a position that Senator Carol Moseley Braun raised on the floor of the Senate, not granting a federal charter to a organization made up of many fine people who continue to display the Confederate flag as a symbol.
Look for Snopes to say it's true. I mean, if Biden says it, it's got to be true. I mean, 2.5 million Americans died of COVID. I mean, well, he said.
And a lot of people you have unnecessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Joe Biden rewrites history, tells Wisconsin audience a black guy invented the light bulb. I love it.
We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay?
Louis Howard Latimer, born September 4th, 1848, was an African-American inventor and patent draftsman for the light bulb and telephone. In 1881, Latimer, along with Joseph Nichols, invented a light bulb with a carbon filament, an improvement on Thomas Edison's original paper filament, which would burn out quickly. And he sold the patent to the United States Electric Company in 1881.
I mean, just you know, this cultural appropriation that white people never done anything good, that's going on in Europe and in the BBC, where all the shows now show ancient Britons and like half of them are black.
there weren't any black people in Britain 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, it was a Roman colony, and the people were slaves, and they lived in stone houses and huts. I mean, it's just like the Africans were. I mean, it's just total, absolute crap, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not taking something away from black people. The mental illness of the left making movies where you'll see ancient Rome and a third of the people are black. There were some black people there, maybe 1 out of 1,000. But the Romans took white slaves, so they didn't have black slaves from the African slave trade. The Arabs liked black slaves. The Romans wanted white slaves for whatever reason. That's why they were in Albion. That's why they were in Gaul. That's why they were in Germania. That's why they were in the kingdoms of the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths.
That's a great video by John Bound. You can find that at band.video and infowars.com. Great points by Alex Jones. I'll put it on top of that. We understand why the countries known as Slavic countries are called Slavic, right? The root word is slave. It's where the Romans got their slaves from. The term Slavic literally means slave, and yet people want you to think that white people were never slaves. Okay, yeah, all right.
I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as you said, this is such an epic struggle, and we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit, and we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us. But, man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up, and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old, but now, with the evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true, but I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you, and we're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition of the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Teresa Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 9th of September, the year 2020. Thank you so much for being with us. The third hour of the David Knight Show has begun, and we are going to focus for the time being on our good friend Joe Biden and his really magnificent campaign. It's running smoothly. It's got a lot of energy. A lot of enthusiasm. Kamala Harris, wonderful woman, not at all repulsive to listen to or look at. Everything is working perfectly. Of course, they're struggling in, okay, they're struggling in a few certain areas. In fact, you have a new poll out saying that Biden is struggling to win over Hispanic voters in Miami. So he's got to pander to them as quickly as possible, and he's doing just that. But I want to go to this clip here. This is an interview with Biden on CNN last night, and interesting thing, but maybe the truth slips out a little bit here. So here's Joe Biden on CNN last night.
Look, I think the one thing the president doesn't want to do from the very beginning is face me, because I will beat him, period. And he knows it, and he knows I'm going to be able to point it out. And I can hardly wait to debate him.
That's great. Obviously, that's a little parody video, a little meme for you out there. Of course, if you tweet that out, I'm sure they'll mark it as manipulated video, just because the liberals are dumb enough to think that that's actually real. But yeah, you want to hear a joke? Joe Biden debating Trump. There's the joke. Great stuff. All right. So now we'll get to the real clips, to the real meat and potatoes of the Biden campaign. Biden, if nothing else, is a stalwart, a man of his word, a man who doesn't just flip flop because some polls tell him to. It's not that simple. He's got conviction, Joe Biden. And we're going to see that here. Here's Joe Biden making it very clear that he never said to ban fracking. What a ridiculous thing. Here he is.
Mr. Vice President, thanks so much for joining us. It's Labor Day, so let's talk about jobs a little bit, specifically in Pennsylvania. Fracking jobs. Natural gas drilling is very important in this state. There are critics that suggest you're trying to have it both ways. That is, you want to tell the environmentalist wing of your party that you want to ban fracking, but you're telling workers here in Pennsylvania nothing to fear.
I never told the environmentalists that I'm going to ban fracking, period, number one. Number two is a flat lie about what President Trump is saying. I've said repeatedly on the record and during the campaign. What I did say was I would make sure that any new fracking taking place made sure the water supply and methane was not leaking. They're the two things. That's it. I will not ban fracking.
We're losing a lot of jobs overseas. We're losing a lot of jobs from the pandemic, especially if fracking is on the chopping block. How are we going to help these displaced workers?
Well, fracking's not going to be on the chopping block, as you say.
Yeah, there you go. The fracking not on the chopping block is an outrageous lie that he ever said that fracking would be on the chopping block, that he would ban fracking. It's another one of those Trump lies you hear so much about. And he said, I've said repeatedly on the campaign trail that he would not ban fracking. In fact, we have video of it here. Let's go now to a compilation of Joe Biden talking about fracking on the campaign trail.
No more, no new fracking. We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Well, like what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipes?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends. Number one.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. No more, no new fracking.
Okay, all right. So he flip-flops a bit. So it's like, yeah, fracking, no fracking. Look, the point is the man is resolved in his convictions, and that's not going to change his mind. And above all, the man's got energy. The man's got chutzpah. The man is a vital and a youthful leader of people. And we see this here in this next clip. You can see his vitality come through. You can see his energy come through. And you can see that he has the energy and the vitality that it takes to stand up to things like Wall Street. So here he is condemning Wall Street with the power and ferocity we expect of a United States president.
And everything they've done has been designed. The fact is that, Wall Street investors didn't build this country. Ordinary folks, middle class, built it, and unions built the middle class. That's how we got to where we are.
He hates Wall Street. He's going to fight Wall Street. It's not Wall Street that built this country. It's the middle class, and he knows it, and he's going to fight for them. And it's not just about getting money. It's about housing. It's about caring for people. So here he is talking about his new proposal for housing. And who exactly is behind this, and who has its full support? Let's go to that clip now.
No one should have to pay more than 30% of their income to be able to live and have housing, including people on the street. That's why I proposed a $400 billion program to vastly increase available housing in America. And by the way, it's not a waste of money. Even the folks on Wall Street point out that will increase the GDP, make it grow. People will do better.
Yeah. See, he's gonna stand up to Wall Street. He knows Wall Street didn't build this country, but Wall Street does have his full backing in his new housing plan, which is a little interesting. But hey, it benefits Wall Street, which is good, even though Wall Street is the thing that destroyed the middle class. Look, he's powerful. He's not necessarily the most consistent. I do like in that clip. I mean, I was not aware of this. This is shocking to me. There are people that are spending 30% of their income on housing, and they're on the streets. The people on the streets are spending 30% of it. Nobody in America should have to spend 30% of their income on housing and not have a house. I think that's unacceptable, and Joe Biden is there with me. Now, okay, yeah, he may be a little bit inconsistent, maybe a little bit wishy-washy, but that's not the important part. The important part is that his thoughts are cogent, his mind is sharp, and he understands the words that are coming out of his own mouth. Let's go now to him condemning the way President Trump is reopening this country in such an irresponsible way.
And so he has just sort of waved the white flag on dealing with COVID. And all he wants to do is just reopen. But the way he's reopening is causing us to, shut down. Look what's happening with schools right now.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. The way Trump is reopening is causing us to shut down. That's makes perfect sense to me, because I'm an idiot. All right, let's go now to this. And you know what I like about this? Again, it's forceful, it's upright, but he's not too overbearing. In fact, in this clip, I think you'll enjoy how he's slowly backing away the entire time. So let's watch Joe Biden slowly back away as he answers these journalist questions about the coronavirus.
I want full transparency on the vaccine. One of the problems is the way he's playing with policy. Is he said so many things that aren't true. I'm worried if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it. And so he's undermining public confidence. But pray God we have it. If I could get a vaccine tomorrow, I'd do it. If it cost me the election, I'd do it. We need a vaccine. We need it now.
That's right. He says, you know, if I could take a vaccine tomorrow, I'd do it, even if it cost me the election. You know, even if I didn't have to go out on the campaign trail, even if I could just sit at my multi-million-dollar mansion and eat ice cream all day and not be running around on this campaign trail, being humiliated left and right, being shown to be a doddering old fool, I would take the vaccine. Even if it cost me that, even if it cost me the campaign, even if I could just stop doing this and just go home for once.
Under the Rockefeller lockstep plan from 2010, a planetary dictatorship will be established through medical tyranny. And there will be different forms of dog training or compliance training like mask, social distancing. They break all this down. There's many other studies that governments around the world have conducted with the United Nations into this. And it goes back to the Milgram and Stanford studies, where in college settings, they could get people to commit what they believe were murderous criminal acts if ordered to do so by an authority figure. Well, now, first they start with masks, then social distancing, then listing who comes to your business and not, then the tracking apps, then the forced inoculations, and the social credit score is rolled in for total control. But if they do it for political reasons up front, they know people will block it, the courts will block it. So it's done under the guise of medical emergency, and of course all of that was a fraud as well.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned. I don't want to say I'm a prideful person. I am a humble person overall. I come off as aggressive and things because I'm under threat, you're under threat, and I'm fighting as hard as I possibly can, and I appreciate your support and your prayers. But I know I come off as obnoxious sometimes, and I wish I did a better job. So that's why when you call in thanking me all the time, it just kind of makes me feel pathetic because I guess call it pride. I don't like begging you all the time to try our products or to donate or to spread the word or to pray for us. I just know that's what keeps us on air. And so I want to thank you. It's put the cart before the horse to call in and thank me. Listen, I'm committed to this just like you are. So understand you're my equal 110%. And I just want to thank you all. I want to thank our crew and our affiliates and everybody else, man. I just want to stay in this fight. And it's so serious now. And things are getting so clear now. That's why they want us off air, because all of our credibility is so high. Let's just stay together, fight hard, spread the word, and pray to God to take us through this. We're going to make it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we're going through a quick update of the Biden-Harris campaign. Listening to Joe Biden is going to ban fracking. He guarantees it. Fracking, it's done with, but also he never said that, and that's a smear. He knows that Wall Street didn't build this country. It destroys the middle class, but also all of his economic plans have their full backing and support. So that's either good news or not. I'm confused. The way Trump is reopening is the thing that's shutting us down. So that also makes sense, I guess. He would definitely take the vaccine, even if it meant that he could just go home and stop humiliating himself on TV. That's how much he would sacrifice for that vaccine. And he's got a lot of other ideas about the coronavirus, including a bold and effective mandate for masks. So here he is calling for that mask mandate. He knows it'll save hundreds, not thousands of people's lives.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. And it's not about your rights, it's about your responsibilities as an American.
Yep. 3 months. 3 months mandated, should be mandated, punishable by law if you fail to wear that mask. It's a strong, bold position held by Mr. Joe Biden. He was interviewed about this yesterday. Let's find out what he said there.
Now, speaking of the coronavirus, obviously I want to ask you a little bit about that. I know that you've proposed maybe a 3-month mandatory mask mandate. Sounds like you might want a stronger federal, response to this.
No.
And do you trust the governors to handle what's best for their states?
Well, I hope we can trust the governors, but here's the deal. The federal government, there's a constitutional issue whether the federal government could issue such a mandate. I don't think constitutionally they could, so I wouldn't issue a mandate, but I...
Yeah. He doesn't think constitutionally that the feds can issue that order. It contravenes the strictures of the Constitution. So we need to not do that. The governors, however, they can mandate it because, after all, as Joe Biden says, roll clip number 9.
And it's not about your rights. It's about your responsibilities as an American.
It's not about your rights. It's about your responsibilities. It's like the dystopian version of ask not what you can do for, or what your country can do for you. It's like, ask not what rights your country guarantees, ask which responsibilities your country imposes upon you. And not quite as uplifting maybe, but he'll get it. And see, the problem is a lot of these things, they're off the cuff. He's flying off the seat, you know, he's jabbing and jibber jabbing and trying to come up with stuff. And look, the man's old. It's difficult for him, but luckily, most of the time, he's reading from teleprompters. The problem, that's hard too. It's hard also to read from teleprompters. But he can do it. And here he is, Joe Biden. His entire, basically every response he ever gives is read off a teleprompter, which usually goes great until it doesn't. Here it is.
Look, one of the things that, that I think is really important is that, we somehow put that back on. There's somehow that we're in a situation where, and in addition to that, we have
signaling,
to make sure that we are in a position that we are.
Whoever runs his teleprompter is a Trump supporter. That's what I think.
Spoken enough in that. Well, I will make an education that, in fact, thank you all for taking your part, fulfilling a part, being part of. It honors your heroism now, not yesterday. We needed yesterday. I unveiled a plan, social distancing and wearing masks, which I never do when I walk outside of this house. I never fail to do. Now, one day, on day one, I'm going to send the legislature. Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I propose is it can be done. COVID has taken this year. Just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
And I would like to know, what will your administration do to help them give them that chance? Thank you.
Move it up here. You know, there used to be a basic bargain in this country. Workers shared in the wealth their work helped create.
It's like, it's bad enough that he can't read the teleprompter, but like, you're not supposed to let everybody know you're reading a teleprompter. This is like an interview with some girl asking him a question, supposed to be an off the cuff answer. And he's just like, bring the teleprompter up, bring it. I can't read it. Bring it. This guy, but it's okay. All right. He's a doddering old fool. He can't pronounce words or read English. It's fine though, cause he's got a dynamic, powerful, youthful vice president with him. She's going to hold his hand through all of this. She's going to be the rock upon which he ties his anchor. She really is powerful. And the great news is they have a wonderful chemistry. They have a great chemistry with each other. And they put together this little interview where it shows how well they interact together and how natural they truly are. So let's play this.
We talked practically every day.
That's how I got to know you.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't know I got to know you that way. I've heard you.
Oh, it's so awkward. It's literally like talking to your dementia-ridden grandfather. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, you used to be in the Army. Oh, yes. Oh, you are in the Army now? Okay, sure. Yeah, sure. Fine. It's like, this is sad. It really is sad. I mean, it's humiliating, but it's great. It's great is what it is. It's wonderful and powerful and good. And you know, one of the things he's been very strong about has been, defunding the police or not. We aren't really sure, but here he was asked about it yesterday or, Labor Day rather on Monday. They asked about defunding the police, something he and his surrogates and the whole Democratic Party have been thoroughly behind. 13 cities at this point have defunded their police department. So it's happening all over the place. It's clearly a leftist driven sort of thing. Here he is talking about defunding the police.
If you watch the ads, I'm sure you've seen them, although a lot of Pennsylvanians are seeing them because there's a lot of ads out there right now. They would say that you want to defund the police, and it seems to be trying to frighten some folks. Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community policing. I also think we should add social workers and psychologists help police on 911 calls. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for local, state and local help by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological.
Yeah, he's pathological. That Donald Trump, he's a pathological guy, you know. Here's Kamala Harris on defunding the police.
So, Megan, I think that a big part of this conversation really is about reimagining how we do public safety in America, which I support, which is this. We have confused the idea that to achieve safety, you put more cops on the street.
You said to the New York Times, it is status quo thinking to believe that putting more police on the streets creates more safety.
I am very clear that we have got to, in America, reimagine how we are accomplishing
public
safety.
They don't want to defund the police. They want to reimagine the police with much less funding.
The mask is more than just a symbol of subservience, being a blind follower, not knowing facts and science. It's a symbol that you have been turned into a subhuman. And they tell you, you are non-essential. Remember, first they said no more industry. You'll be a service economy. And now they tell you service is not essential. This has been the post-industrial world plan the whole time. In Operation Lockstep and other documents, the Rockefeller Foundation admits that this is how they're going to slowly teach you to be totally poor. And under their control, so you can finally be starved to death of nutrients and then killed with very, very weak bioweapons that won't affect anyone that actually gets their RDA of vitamins and minerals. And so that's the plan for you and your family. Now I know you're tuned into this broadcast. You've checked this out for yourself. You know it's true. So let's start warning the sheep. Let's start educating them now. I just went and swam at the lake, and I walked around for 20 minutes educating people after I got out of the water. It's that simple. We must take action now or be slaves forever. This is life and death.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering markets, and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein and fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said put babies in cribs separate from their mothers that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. Grow up, world. Admit the truth. Quit being soft smuts and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemy. They want you dead. Do you understand that? It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for Dave and I. We're giving you a little update on the latest goings-on with the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris campaign. And let's get serious for just a minute. This is a little goofy, but I want to replay this last clip of Biden saying that Trump is the one calling for defunding the police and calling him pathological, because it's very interesting exactly what Joe Biden says. So let's play again clip 12.
If you watch the ads, I'm sure you've seen them, although a lot of Pennsylvanians are seeing them because there's a lot of ads out there right now. They would say that you want to defund the police, and it seems to be trying to frighten some folks. Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community policing. I also think we should add social workers and psychologists help police on 911 calls. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for local, state and local help by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological.
Yeah, see, he's pathological. And Joe Biden really wants to empower the police with, how much did he say? $300 billion, which that's a lot of money. And what he says is, you know, he doesn't want to just give it to the police. He wants to empower social workers and psychologists with the powers of the police. That might seem fine, right? That might seem okay. Maybe instead of sending police to kill an autistic kid like happened yesterday, they'll send social workers and psychologists to take care of these people, right? Or is this maybe opening the door to something very dangerous? And now I point you to this video. This is Joe Biden when he's asked about QAnon. So he's asked about QAnon, and this is the answer he gives.
I've been a big supporter of mental health. I'd recommend that people who believe it maybe should take advantage while it still exists in the Affordable Care Act. It's bizarre. Totally bizarre. And now, have you guys found that plane load of people in uniforms and weapons and flying around? I mean, you know, have you found them yet? Is anybody even from, by the way, I respect conservative and liberal points of view in the press. Anybody found that plane? What in God's name are we doing? Look at how it makes us look around the world. It's mortifying. It's embarrassing. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. So he's asked about QAnon, who are people that pay attention to the QAnon posts and believe that Trump is fighting against the New World Order. They're basically conservatives. It's Trump supporters. It's Trump supporters that like this Q movement. Now, his answer to this is he's a big supporter of mental health. So what he's saying there is that people who believe Q or follow Q or appreciate Q, they're crazy. They have a mental health issue. And not only that, they're dangerous. The other thing he points out is this wild conspiracy theory of people being transported city to city to commit violence. Now, there were 172 people arrested in Kenosha, and 102 of them were from out of state. So not exactly a major conspiracy theory. Oh, but if you believe that, if you believe your own eyes, your own lying eyes, or if you are a conservative, well, you might be crazy. And he's empowering psychologists with the powers of the police. That's what he wants to do. So to get serious for a minute, he's literally talking about sending police, sending psychologists with the power of the police to possibly arrest and forcibly hospitalize conservatives. That's essentially it. If you put all the pieces together, that's what the outcome is. And it's really incredible. But, you know, like I said, at least he's got Kamala. And I want to play this next clip. And I really just picked this clip because the person who tweeted it out, the tweet she put out was like, here's a video of Kamala Harris getting off the plane in Wisconsin in her Chuck Taylors like a boss. Like a boss. Here she is like a boss. Kamala Harris, total boss. Check it out. Ah, such a boss, man. Such a boss. I mean, technically, a middle school vice principal is a boss, right? Like, or like a middle school principal, because that's what she looks like. She looks like a middle school principal or your high school art teacher that tried to be cool. It's like, yeah, the vice president wears Converses. Whoa, no way. Tennis shoes? That's so cool and relatable. It's like, okay, she's going to be the leader of the free world. Oh, but she wears sneakers like a boss, like a total boss. It's like, literally, this is your middle school principal trying to be cool. It's not happening. But you know, just like Trump, you know, Trump yesterday speaking to a crowd of 15,000 people in a giant hangar, roaring crowds, just everywhere he goes, the streets are lined with signs and people cheering, and just everywhere he goes, there's a crowd of sycophants just cheering and celebrating him. You know, Kamala's basically the same. I mean, she wears Chuck Taylors, and when she gets to Wisconsin, you should see the size of the crowd that went to welcome her. Let's play it now. Here's Kamala Harris greeting this massive crowd in Wisconsin.
Okay, we gotta get this done. Okay, we have to get this done. I need your help in Milwaukee.
Listen, now, there's like at least 10 people there.
By September 17th, you're going to get your ballots?
Yeah.
October 20th, early voting starts?
Yeah.
That's my birthday?
Yeah. Oh, God.
So
it's my birthday. You can see her negotiating with Putin, right? You can see her at the highest office in the land, like, Putin, listen to me. The deadline for your capitulation to this demand is October 20th, which is my birthday. Yeah, no, she's not fit to run a middle school. She's definitely not fit to run the country. I know what you're thinking, but Harrison, I didn't see any crowds in that video. The problem is the crowds are too big. They're too big to capture on film. They're not going to try to show you a crowd when it's that big. So they're just going to not show it to you because it's too impressive. It's too incredible. It's too overwhelming. The sheer crowd size. So of course the people who film her are not going to show you that crowd. It's too big, too impressive. It would frighten you. Okay. But you know, Kamala Harris, had a very important conversation with, former President Barack Obama yesterday. And they got down to the real nitty gritty. They got down into what makes Joe a great man, why he would lead the United States in an effective and powerful way. And they got to the really important stuff. So let's roll this clip.
So tell me about Joe and your relationship with Joe, and what do I need to know? Like, what's the thing about the ice cream? He loves ice cream. You know, tell me about that.
Ice cream is big. Pasta with red sauce. He can go deep on that. He really.
I love it. Obama, like, Joe Biden, I've seen Joe Biden eat $65,000 worth of hot dogs at a single party. Can you believe it? Pasta sauce with red sauce, with walnut sauce. Sometimes he plays dominoes on pasta. It's really all just absolutely incredible, incredible stuff. Look, the man loves ice cream. Vote for him. Vote for him. He loves ice cream. Is this complicated? All right, but we do know about Kamala. She's awkward. She's annoying. She looks like a middle school principal. She wears sneakers. That's super cool. But she knows how to take the tough questions. She's not afraid to take the tough questions leveled at her by journalists. And here she is taking one of these incredibly tough questions.
We're very honored, proud, and lucky to have Senator and soon-to-be Vice President Harris with us today. And I will pass it back over to you because I know you want to take some questions before you get out of here.
Thank you, Paul.
We're all set.
Thank you.
So
why did you
get
your first date?
We're
going to
head out the same way we came.
I once lived in Wisconsin.
So there it is. Here, we're here with Senator Kamala Harris, soon to be Vice President. We'll ask her some questions right now. She's like, okay, bye. Goodbye. I used to live in Wisconsin. Goodbye. It's my birthday. Loser. These people are losers. There's a doddering old fool and a Yo, uppity middle school principal. Get rid of her. This is stupid.
Ignorance does not equal bliss. Ignorance equals slavery.
If you're ignorant walking through a field at night that there's a 6-foot hole up ahead, you're going to step in it and probably break your ankle, or maybe worse. Well, it's the same thing happening to human civilization. The industrialized age really empowered humanity in many respects, but also took us away from the land, made us very, very domesticated and very, very easy to manipulate. And now corruption and predatory activity can hide behind that complexity. Now, I know what's going on behind the complexity because I go read what the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and all their subsidiaries, like the Club of Rome, say. So I know exactly what's going on. Not because I'm even that cool or special a person, but I'm actually want to be empowered and informed because I'm a history buff. I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The globalists think you're stupid. They laugh at you because you won't research their own admissions. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. The key to defeating the New World Order and its corporate global government system is realizing that it is anti-human, authoritarian, and will make you poor, will make you sick, will absolutely enslave you and your family. There's no reason to go along with it. But the system uses political correctness and divide and conquer as the new religion to bully people into adherence to what the mega corporations and super states are pushing. It is remnants of America and Christian groups around the world that are standing in the way of the global axis of evil. The Satanist, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, and much of the Muslim world have been fused into one global fascist system that is designed to bring in the AI technocracy that will then be the launch pad for the breakaway civilization the globalists have created that they call the transhumanist post-human world. This is the reality. This is the ideology. Decide to live. Decide to be free. Decide that you love God or be a slave to Satan and be destroyed. There's no choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So a doddering old fool and a middle school principal are touring around the country lying to people. It's incredible stuff. Their names are Kamala and Joe, or Kamala. Is it Kamala? Who cares? People keep complaining about they're mispronouncing her name. It's like, I don't know. Get a normal name, I guess. Here's the, I'm just kidding. Kidding. I'm kidding. Kamala Harris, if there's one thing she's been, it's consistent. It's consistency that we expect from Kamala Harris. She's got real convictions and she sticks to them no matter which way the political winds blow. And we've seen this most recently with the way that she has truly stood by and stood for and helped uphold Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake is, of course, the man who was accused, credibly, of raping a woman and then breaking into her house to terrorize her in the middle of the night. Incredible stuff. But she's proud of him. She's proud of him. She honors him and his family. And here she is honoring Jacob Blake.
I'm just asking, are you willing to ask the White House to conduct such an investigation? Because as you are aware, the FBI did conduct a background investigation into you before we were aware of these most recent allegations. So are you willing to ask the White House to do that and say yes or no, and then we can move on?
I've had six background investigations over 26 years.
Sir, as it relates to the recent allegations, are you willing to have them do it?
The witness testimony is before you. No witness who was there supports that I was there.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a no, and we can move on. To both be friends with some women and treat other women badly. Did you watch Dr. Ford's testimony?
Okay, so I'm sorry. A little mix up there. It was a wrong clip. That was not her expressing support for the rapist Jacob Blake. That was her leading the charge and grilling Brett Kavanaugh for being accused of 30 years ago, maybe possibly drunkenly groping maybe somebody at a party that might not have happened. That was her going very hard in the paint, very forceful, very forward. She led that charge against Brett Kavanaugh because she understands women's issues. So I'm sorry about that little mix-up there. Sorry. Here it is. Here is her talking to Jacob Blake's family.
Have. And let me be clear about it. The statistics are clear. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, well, why is she now coming forward? Why didn't she report? Over 60% of sexual assault victims never report the crime against them. Mm-hmm. And usually there is something that precipitates it later.
Senator,
that triggers their feeling of responsibility to report.
Okay, all right. Somebody in the control room is messing up, because this is supposed to be Kamala Harris expressing support for Jacob Blake, accused rapist. Instead, what we have, for some reason, is a clip of her saying that women need to be believed and that there are things that happen that cause women to think that maybe they shouldn't come forward because they won't be believed or they won't have the support of the society and the government at large. So I don't know what this would be that would cause women to not want to come forward and support things. I don't know. Maybe things like the vice presidential candidate and a sitting senator meeting with her rapist and calling him a good guy. I don't know. Maybe that type of thing. I don't know. All right. But here it is, for real this time, Kamala Harris expressing support for accused rapist Jacob Blake.
Really wonderful. I mean, they're an incredible family. And what they've endured, and they just do it with such dignity and grace, and you know, they're carrying the weight of a lot of voices on their shoulders.
And what was the message that you shared with him?
To express concern for their, you know, well-being, and of course for their brother and their son's well-being, and to let them know that they have support.
They have support. Look, it's whatever's politically convenient at the time. Let's just be honest, right? If it's politically convenient to support all women and to complain about the fact that women don't feel safe for reporting rape, and you know you have to tear down a candidate for the Supreme Court and jeopardize his entire future to slander him across the airways, to demand investigations into everything that he's done, to believe women that clearly are politically motivated and didn't bring up any concerns for the first 45 years of his life or whatever, then she's all for women. She's all for that. But, you know, if it's a black guy that gets shot by the cops, you know, screw the rape victim. We've got pandering to do. And I love how she's like, they've comported themselves with such dignity throughout this. I forgot to collect it, but, did anybody see his dad's speech at the March on Washington? Yeah, dignified and collected is not the word I would use to describe that family. So, folks, you know, it's got to be hard to be a Democrat these days. It cannot be easy to be a Democrat and have to have a literally dementia-ridden, doddering old fool and literally an uppity middle school principal with zero convictions on either side, completely lying back and forth. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Kamala Harris said she believed the Joe Biden accusers as well. So I forgot about that. I forgot that she's also the vice presidential nominee of an accused rapist. And she believed it that time. She also thinks Joe Biden is a racist. Oh, but not this time. It's really incredible, folks. You need a mask mandate. Psych, you can't mandate masks. So we're going to ban fracking. Just kidding. I've never said ban fracking. We're going to defund the police. No, I never said defund the police. I said reimagine them. Reimagine them with a far lower funding amount. That's what I meant. And, you know, I'm going to fight Wall Street, and Wall Street approves of all my policies. It's just thing after thing after thing. In all seriousness, man, it's got to suck to be a Democrat right now. But, you know, they've got the really important things covered. They've got the really important. They know what wins elections. What's the number one thing that wins elections in today's day and age, in the year 2020? I think we all know what it is. It's TikTok dances. So now I'd like to present to you what's going to really clinch this election for the Biden-Harris campaign. And it's the official Kamala Harris dance. It's the Kamala Shuffle. Take it away, random TikToker. Kamala Harris Shuffle. Official. This is it. Policies, who needs them? Consistency, what's that? Beliefs, throw them out the window. We've got the Kamala Shuffle, folks. Doesn't that speak to you? Isn't this speaking to your Democratic heart? Don't you understand everything that she stands for now? Aren't you eager and willing to cast your vote for Kamala Harris? Aren't you excited? I mean, look at him. Look at him go. Everything's shiny. He's dancing. There's some sort of weird glitch thing going on. This is it. This is the best thing to come out of the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden campaign all year. That's it. Wonderful stuff. Magnificent stuff. Truly groundbreaking material. So that's going to do it for our coverage, our update on the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris campaign. If anybody tells you they're struggling, you're just floundering, losing polls left and right, failing on every level, it's a lie. They're doing great. They're doing great. Trump's a pathological liar who wants to defund the police. It's Trump supporters that are causing violence in the streets. They've never supported rioters at all. Ignore the fact that they're bailing them out. Ignore all of that. Just vote Democrat. Keep your eyes shut. Keep your mouth shut and submit. That's the message of the Joe Biden Kamala Harris campaign. All right, folks, that's just about going to do it for us here at the David Knight Show. Signing off, it's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. I'll be back tomorrow. Tony Arterburn will be our guest on Friday. I'll have Dan Lyman. And, of course, tonight from 7 to 9 is the 2020 election countdown. Make sure not to miss that. Of course, the Alex Jones Show comes up after this, the War Room after that. I'll be hosting the election countdown on Friday. I think it's Deanna Lorraine tonight and Owen Schroeder tomorrow, if I'm correct. But it's a two-hour live program with great guests, call-in, covering strictly the election. So please do tune in. And, folks, if you like what we do here, if you appreciate that there is at least one media company that's not just a guy sitting, you know, in front of a webcam, they're important too. Hey, streamers, live streamers, people on DLive. Just right wingers getting the message out. That's important too. But folks, if you really appreciate a fully empowered media conglomerate that brings everything together with our own streaming sites, with our own studios, with professional cameras, with switchers, putting on productions like this, please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, help yourself, help us, keep us on the air. If you want my suggestion, it's Turbo Force all the way. That's what gets me up in the morning when I'm coming in to do the David Knight Show. It gets me ready for the day, and it can get you ready for the day as well. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, it's Save InfoWars, Save the Republic, Save Yourself, Sale. We're trying to clear the shelves here, folks. We're trying to empty the warehouse. So take advantage of this and buy some of the products. It'll help you, it'll help us, and it'll help America. And we appreciate that you do.